The Lord be with you.
With your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to the crowds, "No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draw him, and I will raise him up on the last day. It is written in the prophets, they shall all be taught by God. Everyone who listens to my Father and learns from him comes to me. Not that anyone has seen the Father, except the one who is from God. He has seen the Father. Amen. Amen. I say to you, whoever believes has eternal life. I am the bread of life. Your ancestors ate the manna in the desert, but they died. This is the bread that comes down from heaven, so that one may eat it and not die. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever, and the bread that I will give is my flesh for the life of the world." The Gospel of the Lord. Now, in the first reading today, a reading from the Acts of the Apostles, we come across a rather sad man. The sad man was the eunuch traveling along the road. He had a big job. He was a big person a court official of the Kandas, we're told. So he was pretty high up. But yet he was a man who was very sad because he was suffering a great humiliation. He had been made a eunuch, not something that he chose himself, but something that was done to him, and something he suffered from, obviously, all his life. And he was a good man because we are told he'd been up to Jerusalem to worship, and on his way home he was reading the scriptures. And he came across the passage in the scripture, like a sheep that he was led to the slaughter. And he began wondering who the prophet was talking about. Who Isaiah meant when he was reading this passage. And then we're told Philip, guided by the Holy Spirit, came along and began talking to him and opened his eyes to see that it was about Jesus and how Jesus, a good person, just like the eunuch, had been treated and humiliated. And he opened the eunuch's eyes to see that suffering was very much a part of his life too, that he had been chosen. Now, how do we apply that to ourselves this morning, today? Well, all of us, in many different ways today, are going through a lot of pain and suffering. We cannot do the things we were doing before. And we don't have much choice in where we are at the moment. And that can be humbling for many of us. For many of us who, I suppose most of us, tend to be very independent, making our own decisions, what we want to do and what we don't want to do. And now we find ourselves in a situation where we're not in control. And of course, that's the definition of suffering. It's been done to us rather than our choice. So how are we going to cope with that? Well, complaining and being annoyed about it and angry and so on, like some people are actually, isn't going to help. And we have a chance now of suffering and doing something cheerfully for the Lord. And believe me, if you try and do it in that way, I don't have any control over where I am at the moment or what is happening. Now, maybe it's easy for me to say that, because I know some of you are in a very bad position, especially if you're out of work and you have no income at the moment and you have a family. I cannot even begin to experience how anxious and worried you must be. But there are means by which you can be helped. So don't be afraid to reach out. I have come across people who are ashamed to ask, for help. Now, please don't be like that. But be like that good man in the readings this morning who wasn't ashamed to ask Philip for help. Help me. And now, more than ever, at this time, we need to be there for one another. Not only for people to help us, but also for us to help anybody we think we can. So don't lose heart, don't give up, but don't lose hope. All will be well in the end.